What up, what up? We back. It's the Truth of Darion Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Don Darion, and helping me, get through this thing is my partner in crime, mi amiga, Lauren the G. What's up, Lauren?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Great, my voice got really high for some reason. I don't even know why. Anyway, some crazy stuff has been going on. We really got to tell y'all. Lauren passed out. Oh, sorry. Did I give it away?
I thought that was my news. I mean, why are you just put my business out there?
I'm sorry.
I fainted.
She did. Literally just now.
Okay, it wasn't just now. It was like 20 minutes ago.
We laughed.
But I fainted.
I
busted, fell on the floor. Like, it was dark. I couldn't see nothing.
Okay, let me just tell you. Let's just bring it back. So, me and Lauren, we chilling, talking, all this other stuff. And we start getting topic. I don't know. I remember telling her about a time where I fainted or where I felt like I overheated, because I've done that twice in front of her already. Yes. So I never fainted.
Yeah, I just scanned them to the point where I overheated.
Yeah. So Lauren, all of a sudden, she's like, I don't feel well. And, you know, she's starting to get those symptoms like I get. And I was like, is this girl about to pass out? Like, you know, is something about to go on?
I've never passed out, so I don't know what it feels like. I just knew I felt like, just dizzy, I guess. My head was tingling.
She kept wanting to go to the couch and like sit down and
every time I lay down,
I was like, "We got work to do. Get up."
He's like, "The show must go on." He just didn't care about my well being at all. You know, well, he's just like, "Get up, go, get back to work."
And what had happened was, all of a sudden, she's like, "I'm just going to use the bathroom real fast." And I was like, "I used that excuse before one time when I passed out, and I went." And I remember reaching for the door and then waking up on the floor. So anyway, I hear she goes into my room, and I'm like, you know,
it was dark in the room. There was no light on. So right. I was trying to find the door to the bathroom in the dark, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just my hands will hit the cabinets, and then I'll find the door. And I just remember hitting the cabinets.
Well, hold on. I heard her hands hit the cabinet. I was like, okay, it's dark. I understand she's probably looking around. My apartment's not that big. You know, so I know she's feeling around, and then I hear boom, boom, and then I hear boom, and I'm like, okay, hold on. Hold on.
I just heard all these bangs, and then I woke up and I was on the floor, and Darion was like, are you okay? I'm like, what?
I was what the heck? I turned on the light, and it's like a raccoon popped out. I was like, whoa.
I cannot believe it.
Just opened her eyes so big. Anyway, I was like, I think it just passed out, you know.
Yep, so that was my day.
That was fun.
I wasn't sure if I had a seizure. I was like, did I just have a seizure?
I know.
Like, I don't.
Can I tell you something I did this week that I'm very proud of myself?
What did you do?
I got my passport.
Congratulations.
Okay, now, and when I say I got my passport, I mean, I really just applied for my passport.
You know what? That is the first step, and that is fine. Because
right.
You are grown, you're an adult now.
And when I do, also when I say that as well, I mean, this is I applied for this passport. I've already had one, but it got stolen. And so when you get your passport stolen, apparently you have to do the whole process again. And I'm thinking that I got my passport stolen in July, and it's been like 6 months since I had a passport.
Oh, wow.
You can tell where I have been in 6 months, not doing nothing.
Nothing out of the country.
But I think, Lauren, do you have a passport?
Look, now, I just started traveling slowly.
Okay.
So, you know, it'll be a minute before I leave the country, maybe.
Why don't black people have passports? Sorry, not to put it out
there. We don't leave the country. When do black people just be leaving the country? Who has money just to leave the country?
I mean, not even put black people out there like that, but like I know a couple that is like 40 years old and just got their passports. Like I don't understand. Like that's 40 years old.
If you didn't work at the airport, how many times have you gone out of the country?
My parents made sure we traveled. They did. We went on a cruise to Mexico. I won't say we really went outside. Even though my dad's from Colombia, we've never been really outside the country. I've been outside before I got in the airline industry.
I went to Canada.
Before. Yeah.
I didn't need a passport for that.
I don't think Canada really counts.
So where does your place count?
I went to an island of Mexico. It wasn't really Mexico. Anyway, I'm getting my whole...
Good for you.
Traveling thing up. Anyway, so Lauren has this little segment called Allegedly, and so we're going to get into it. Lauren knows it all. Lauren, go ahead. Take it away. What we got on our Allegedly plate today?
So, allegedly, Tyrese, I guess, is quitting the Fast and Furious franchise, which I don't feel like anyone really cares about because he's just the black guy in that movie. But, you know.
Why you got to do that to him?
I mean, he's been, so emotional these last few weeks, and I feel like just... you know, talking about The Rock. It's The Rock. What are you even talking about him for? So, I mean, he posted this thing on Twitter.
Not Twitter.
I think it was Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
He said, "Hello, world. Hello, loyal fans and loved ones from our Fast universe. I'm sorry to announce that if Dwayne is in Fast 9, there will be no Roman Pierce," which is who his character is. You mess with family and my daughter's survival. I mess with yours. Close your eyes, dude. You're a clown. Candy ass bitch made. All my real one, men on integrity. My real ones out here, stand up. Folks that go to the gym and get big naturally. No juice, no OJ. Spinoff, huh? Spinoff these nuts, selfish champ. Pause. Spinoff these nuts, selfish champ. Pause. Notice who got his arms around my shoulder and who's standing alone. Well, there's a picture of them all. They're all got their arms around each other. And I mean, it's just...
Well, first of all, your father would be very disappointed in you because you used a lot of curse words in that. Just letting you know.
And Darion curses.
I do not. And yes. Secondly, so Tyrese is just, I don't know, trying to get... I don't know what's wrong with Tyrese.
He's
and
crying.
Everybody thinks that he's crazy.
He might be a little crazy.
I just miss Tyrese the singer. Tyrese was never like...
Tyrese hasn't sing nothing in a minute.
Except for Baby Boy.
Tyrese
I still bring it back
now.
To Baby Boy. I still
Look,
love
now,
Baby Boy.
How many times can
every
you
time
really
we talk about
Baby
Tyrese,
Boy?
Baby Boy has to come out. Jody!
There's a whole generation of kids who don't even know who that is.
No, they do, because BET plays that. We used to really play that movie like every week,
on
seriously.
The replay.
Yeah,
on
so
the replay.
That's kind of how Taraji got really popular. I don't know, that's
oh
what
my
I
gosh.
Think.
That was her first big movie,
I But I just like. I just feel really bad for Tyrese. I mean, he really sounds like he's like poor and really going through things, and
yeah,
really
I mean,
his daughter and all this
you
other
watch
stuff.
The video, he's like, oh my gosh, I paid $13,000.
But
I
also feel like he put himself in that predicament.
Of
and,
course.
Yeah, he was crying. There's a lot of memes about him crying
what
as well.
What do you want? This guy made a remix of it and like mixed it and made it into a song. It was pretty funny.
Anyway, good luck. Good luck to Tyrese. I can't help him anymore. We tried.
I don't know. He needs to help himself and stop.
Exactly.
I just grow up, honey, okay?
Right.
Anyway, so we're just going to move on. So, allegedly, Wendy Williams fainted. You know what?
Too soon?
We're not talking about me.
Yeah,
we're talking
right.
about Wendy Williams and how she allegedly fainted on live TV.
Dare you?
Like, on her show.
Okay, so.
On her show.
I saw that clip of Wendy Williams fainting. She fainted on live. I mean,
yes.
In front of everybody. Live.
Yes. She was,
crazy.
She was a Statue of Liberty. For Halloween, and uh-huh. I guess she got overheated in her costume, and like it looked like, I don't know.
It looked like she was on drugs.
Yeah,
for real,
honestly,
for real,
so
for
I'm
real.
I'm not sure. Because
it was like,
it
looked like she was hallucinating on like acid. And
like,
then,
what is that pink unicorn doing there on my set?
Yeah.
And then, oh, and I fainted.
That's what it looked like. But to me, it was legit because I don't know if you've ever fainted, but I have when I was.
Just fainted.
I was in Denver, but You start to see like I mean things getting black like I mean your eyes like literally I mean you're like what is going on so you're like looking like why can't I see why is everything turning to darkness like is the lights going out and then all of a sudden you just I mean you feel
you
sick yeah you're on the floor
you wake up on
can
the
I tell you okay but can I just share my little pass out story
okay, okay.
First, I was so embarrassed I don't know what it was I don't know if anybody else goes through this but I got mad. I got so
mad.
I don't know. When I passed out, everybody was around me trying to help me. I was like, get off of me. Get off of me.
Defense mechanism.
I don't even know what it was.
It's probably your adrenaline because you're a man.
And then
I guess.
And then I passed out again. And then I was like, okay, something's wrong. Help. Help. Then I was like, okay, I'm good. Anyway, good luck to her. I mean, good luck to her. Just drink some water, okay?
Put down the powder. If that's what it is. If it's not, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Allegedly. That's why this is allegedly.
Because we got to say it. Okay.
So, allegedly, Offset may have a side chick? Okay. So, Tammy Roman, from what? Real Housewives of... Nope, she's not Real Housewives. Basketball Wives, right?
Yeah.
Yes. He's the reality TV expert, so I
do
have to
defer
to him for that.
Or used to.
So, Miss Tammy, she was going on this rant, I guess, on... Instagram, I think, and she was saying how side chicks are just out the way now, and how there's this woman that is allegedly, Offset's side chick, and she's mad that he went and go and married Cardi B. And well, of course, if for you all don't know that Cardi B and Offset are now engaged. He proposed to her at Powerhouse, Philly.
Oh, congrats! Actually. Congratulations!
Congratulations! And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, actually, because
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's expected. I mean, he's a rapper. Come on. Come on. Are you really surprised that he's doing other people on the side other than Cardi B?
No, not at all.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So, you know what? Congratulations on your engagement. I hear there's a bidding war between VH1 and BET to who's going to
broadcast the wedding? Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
They tweeted at them.
Come on, man.
They tweeted at them saying, yeah, hey, you know, we got this. Don't even worry about it. So we'll see who posted it.
Even though they're the same company, but whatever. Yeah. Viacom. I mean, I don't know if you heard that before. I love that when that came out. Hey, Viacom, hire me. You know, anyway. So,
go ahead and put that out there. You know, this is your show. Right. How are you going to be asking to hire you on your show?
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, so allegedly, Beyonce was Lil Kim for Halloween.
What? Yes. She can't be Lil Kim. That is now, Nicki's BFF.
No, it is not. Okay, she may have said Nicki was the queen of rap, but she was Lil Kim for Halloween. It was beautiful. She had five different costumes, five different like versions of Lil Kim to be for Halloween.
Lil Kim past was so cool, and you know you got to bring it. The 90s is coming
back. Look at how Nicki Minaj copies off it all the time.
I'm just okay. So you ain't got to bring it there.
I'm sorry.
I'm a huge Nicki fan.
I'm a fan too, but everyone's seen that meme of that all those pictures of them together, and you see all the ones where they like are dressed exactly alike, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize there was so many similarities.
People can't pay homage. I mean, it's not homage
if she says that she's doing it and she's the originator of it.
She did not say that. And we're not even talking about that. We're not going to get started.
We're not, because that's over. That's been over.
I'm not going to do this today
with you.
Despite
the fact that Remy Ma and Lil' Kim do have a song coming out. Allegedly.
Okay.
Have a song coming out.
Great. I'm sure it'll do well on no charts. Go ahead.
It did do well on the charts. Her other song did well on the charts. The only reason it got pulled is because she didn't do all the right things she was supposed to. But it was like number two on the charts. So let's just not even go there. Anyways, moving on. Okay. So, hopping off of that Beyonce, allegedly, she is going to be playing Nala in the new live-action Lion King.
Okay, I was really excited.
I'm excited.
I was really excited until I heard Beyonce was going to play Nala.
Why?
Beyonce's
not the best actress, but it's live-action, so it shouldn't be that bad. I mean, Nala's not a big part of it. She's only, like, really in a piece.
Oh, that's true.
Think about it.
But you know Beyonce going to have her own little scene, her own little...
I mean, Nala and them have a song together. Remember, they have
Beyonce's going to have her own song.
No, she's not, because that's not how the movie goes.
Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry. It may be the Broadway version. I don't know, because there's all these extra characters in here that I don't remember. But, you know, so for the extra cast, I mean, everybody else, there's Donald Glover is going to play Simba.
Okay.
And, of course, James Earl Jones is going to play Mufasa. I mean, come on.
That wasn't that obvious.
I mean, it is obvious. I wouldn't have guessed that. He's still alive. Why would someone else play him if he's still alive?
I mean, he has the voice, but does he have the look of Mufasa?
What do you mean? It's a live action one, so they're not going to be dressed as animals. I mean, Lion King on Broadway didn't have... I mean, they're not going to be like... I mean,
well, I've never seen it. I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to see it.
I thought he had to be in like good physical condition. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of him. I'm just saying.
For those of us who, I mean, hope you've seen Lion King, but if you haven't, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. But Mufasa dies within the first, like, what, 15 minutes?
Why would you bring up those wounds?
I cried so hard. I don't watch that scene to this day. I skip over it. I can't.
Okay, I watch it, and I do still enjoy the movie.
I enjoy the movie. I just don't watch that part.
It's really sad.
So that's when you know he's like, Dad, wake up. And you're like, all right. Sorry.
Okay.
That's making me choke up now. I'm sorry. That is my movie, y'all, okay? So anyways, I'm sorry. So the rest of the cast, we have Seth Rogen's going to be playing Pumbaa. I mean, Chiwetel Ejiofor is going to be playing Scar. I mean, that's the guy from 12 Years a Slave, if you remember.
Nope.
So,
nope, not at all.
Nope. Okay. Well,
no, I mean, you know what? I'm going to give it a try.
I'm going to watch it. It's a really great cast. I'm definitely going to watch it.
I got to support. You know, Lion King, that was my thing. I don't know. That was one of my favorite movies. I still think it is, but the original Disney cartoon one. Okay.
Look, they're doing it with all the other ones. I got to do it to this one, too.
I don't know. I just feel like the hype around... Anyway, I'm tired of talking
about it. Either way. Sorry. Anyway, so allegedly, Donald Trump's Twitter got... deleted or, I mean, suspended, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah.
What happened?
For 11 minutes, Donald Trump's Twitter was actually deleted.
How would anybody even know? Well, I guess within 11
looks
minutes.
Looks like a Twitter employee who was on their last day, I guess, deleted it and just made it so that he couldn't use it for 11 minutes. So you couldn't find it. You couldn't search it or anything.
You know, it would be so much better if they would, I don't know, if they could have, you know, changed his profile picture or something else or, you know, to... Mm-hmm. Said something. I don't know, because you don't even get that fame, you know, or anything. Or who knows who he was? I mean, I guess maybe he didn't want to know.
It was an amazing 11 minutes. Thank you for that, by the way.
Well,
speaking of Donald Trump, so allegedly, Chrisette Michelle has had a lot of bad things happen to her after, since singing at the inauguration for Donald Trump.
Oh my goodness.
Now,
the only time we talk about Chrisette Michelle is when we talk about Donald Trump.
I mean, because why else would you talk about her? But, you know, that sounds mean. I'm not going to be mean because she apparently has been going through a lot of things. She's apparently got dropped by her label. She had a miscarriage and she was suicidal, which I understand because you made a really stupid decision and people came for you. They came for that. And I know it hurt. And she posted some picture of like a fetus on her Instagram of her miscarriage, but ended up being someone else's. And I feel like it's weird to do that. But I mean, you know what? Each his own. It's your struggle. You do what you
gotta do. I feel like she's looking for some type of sympathy. I mean,
She wants someone to buy some albums because she's not making no money no more. I mean, it's been a minute since the inauguration.
I mean, I was really upset when she sang at the inauguration. Everybody was saying no. It was a thing that we were doing and it was a protest.
Exactly. Like when you're going to sit there, you're unfamous, almost famous.
NFL games, you know what I'm saying? Oh. So anyway, she did it anyway. I heard that she made $300,000. I don't really know how much she really did make, but if she really wanted to make like a stand or a movement, to me, in my opinion, she would have like maybe donated that money to
something else.
Instead of taking the money, because it looked like you did it for the money.
Exactly.
So you can't cry now that you already did it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is what happens when you make stupid decisions. You get consequences. Every consequence has an action. So, I mean, yeah. What
you think this song would bring us together? It did not. No, it's not bringing us together. We are brought together because for our hatred of this man.
Exactly.
So.
And he's gotten worse. Come together that way. He's gotten worse. With each month, it gets worse and worse and worse. And you supported that. And it's ridiculous. It's literally like every actor, any person that has supported Donald Trump is finally, it's like.
But would you take, I mean, I'm just trying to.
I mean.
$300,000 is a lot of money.
If you have the means to make money as a touring person and to perform and stuff. So having $300,000, I'm sure you could have made that in a few months. Anything that comes as quick, it will leave you just as quickly.
Yeah,
so
well,
you got
I
that
agree.
Money for your little 5 minute performance. And now here you are almost a year later, and you're still dealing with the consequences.
All money ain't good money.
I'm
people
sorry,
say it
but,
all the time.
You know, if you did go through a miscarriage, then you didn't deserve that. And I don't feel, you know, I haven't had one, so I can't say, but, you know, I hope you feel better and I hope your career eventually gets better.
Find some God and get good.
Exactly.
You know, you don't need this fame thing. Go ahead and write music again or something.
Exactly. Write some more love songs, we don't girl. Have to, you know, apparently she has an album coming out, maybe something like that.
Well, can you just let somebody else sing it or something? And
I don't know.
Stay out of the spotlight.
Just quiet.
You're
just
done.
Be quiet.
Take your money
go back
and go.
To your corner. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so moving on. So allegedly, y'all. Drake slept with The Weeknd's ex.
You know what? That is foul.
Now, Drake, I mean, so if you don't know, The Weeknd's ex is Bella Thorne. She's a supermodel. Bella Hadid. Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne's an actress. Bella Hadid. Abdi?
Something like that.
Whatever. You know, Gigi, Bella. Yes. So The Weeknd and Bella were together for like 3, 4, or 5 years, I want to say.
It was something. It was
a long time. And Drake, I mean, Drake smashed. I mean, Drake is known for that. He smashed Lil Wayne's ex while he was in jail.
See,
or either his ex or his current girlfriend, but I mean, it was somebody important to him. He wrote in his book that it broke his heart to find out that Drake was inside of her. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so,
you know what?
Watch your exes around Drake.
That's
though.
Always going to hurt a man. I mean, that's really going to hurt
Drake
a man.
Drake has no bro code.
That is.
There's supposed to be a code that you don't do, especially someone that you loved. I mean, I feel like that's just wrong.
This is why Drake can't find love. This is why he will always be a sad.
That light skin mentality that you can just do whatever you want because you cute. No, honey, stop it. Okay?
I don't like
that. Cut it out. It's not for you. Speaking of relationships, so. Allegedly, Selena and Justin are back together again.
Selena and Justin.
Selena, Jabieber, Jelena.
Yes. Oh, is that what they call themselves?
She's wearing his jerseys. They're going to church together. They're going to brunch together. Going to each other's houses. And yes, she was with The Weeknd. And apparently, you know, when it first came out, there was pictures of her and Justin together. Everyone was like, oh, The Weeknd's okay with it. And then all of a sudden, they're broken up. And now they're back together. And they're riding bikes and stuff. And, you know, off to the sunset. So.
Well, maybe they just continued their little friendship after her and The Weeknd broke up. It would just be awkward.
Yeah.
You know what? Can I just say that I do not believe in getting back with your ex. I mean,
I mean, sometimes you can if y'all change and you realize that, you know, they were great.
No, you shouldn't have broke up in the first place.
I don't know.
Okay, there was a reason why. My thing is, I gave, first of all, I didn't really have that many relationships in my life, but I might give it a second try. But the first try
he's
is like,
back. If he lying, he done gone back. You know who else is going back?
Who?
Papa John's, or the owner, CEO, Mr. Pop. What is his name? I can't remember what his name is. But the CEO, the Papa John's, who's always in the commercials and stuff. He made these comments saying that the NFL is responsible, the protests in the NFL are responsible for the declining sales in Papa John's pizza. Not the fact that Papa John's pizza is just nasty and nobody
wants to. Papa John's is the best pizza ever invented.
It's expensive, the and best. Domino's and Pizza Hut is so much more affordable. Okay,
you did say some truth. You did say it is very expensive.
This is the second year that the viewership for the NFL has been declining, so it has nothing to do with that. If that were the case, then they would have lost money last year as well.
If Papa John's would just cheapen up the prices, I would get it all the time.
$15.99 for a large pizza is too much, because then I want to deliver that $2.50 for delivery. That's $20 for a large pizza. You know, I can get a large pizza $7.99 carry out at Pizza Hut.
Well, you know, I can't do that. I know.
Y'all need to bring it down. This is 2017. I don't know if this is a recession or what it is, but.
But your pizza is delicious. Anyway, we're going to get it turned over. All right. This segment is called Darion's Dilemma.
Okay.
You know, I've been going through some things and I really need y'all help.
What do you go for? What do you go for?
A lot of stuff. This is my dilemma. Okay. So, now, my job just got taken over by another company. Oh. And they pay... No. Not all sad.
Okay.
They pay us a little bit differently than our other... My former job might have paid. So, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. It's November. What's up, November?
Hello. Thanksgiving.
November's here.
And Christmas music.
We also have some holiday pay going on as well.
Oh. Okay. So, holiday pay.
This is like kind of like the first year that I've like been away from my family, not just my parents, but in a different state. And I kind of really, really want this holiday pay as well. It's like a really tough decision that I'm like.
Is it like double or something? Or like times two or whatever?
My other company, they would just give me an extra amount of pay. So, I mean, I guess that would be kind of like double time. I don't know. I got an extra 8 hours. So, I work 16 hours for the full day. I got that.
Okay.
My new job, I get double time and a half. So, the whole shift, you know.
Oh,
so,
okay. Okay. Well, I mean,
you know, people making, I'm not going to say what I'm making, but people could be making $50, $60 an hour, you know, for 8 hours. And not only do we get paid for Thanksgiving, but we get paid for Black Fridays, too.
Oh, Black Friday's a holiday for the...
For us. Travel industry. So yes, for us.
I'm just going to say it. I think you should do it. I'm going to say it. I think you should do it. Bump your family. Bump the holidays.
Okay.
Get that money.
Before you even say that, I need to let you know that my brother just got a brand new house. This is the first time we have a Thanksgiving at his house with all of the family, my nieces, everybody's coming.
Isn't he about to have a baby? You're going to be right back there in a few months anyway.
I am about to be back there, though.
It's one dinner. You can come back Christmas. You can go there for Christmas.
Right.
First Christmas with the baby. Right. Oh, look. Get a really nice gift.
Okay. But this is Thanksgiving dinner.
I know his brother, so I'm not trying to say that you're not important.
But you know, I be on Facebook, okay, and I be seeing every time people say "rest in peace" to my brother, my sister, my mother.
Oh my gosh.
That hurts. I don't want this.
Dying?
I know.
Why are you even speaking that on your brother's life?
I'm not trying to bring that in there, but at the same time, I don't want to miss out on opportunity where my family is all together. We don't really have the opportunity like we were when we were growing up. Why would I, you know, for some holiday pay? But this is 2 days of holiday
Literally
pay.
Like,
this is two days of double time and a half.
4 weeks later, you're going to be, are you going to work on Christmas? You got to get holiday,
my parents,
one of these holidays.
I mean, we'll probably all be together, but I mean, something can happen between then. You never know. Every day we should wake up and be blessed or say thank you to God for waking us up.
Of course. And you should say thank you on your way to work.
Right. I know. I understand that.
I mean, you can work one day. Why don't you go for Thanksgiving and then work Black Friday?
Well,
compromise.
I can't do that because we're in two different states. So I have to hop on a flight and head to Florida. I'm in Texas. That's a 2-hour flight. The time changes. I have to go. I have to lose an hour of my time.
Are you planning a trip or something? Don't you have somewhere? Do you have a trip?
I have nothing planned.
I mean,
anyway, I took this topic to my Facebook, and a lot of people were saying,
"Your family." I'm not close with my family, so.
Okay, well, you know what? I thought that it would say, majority of people would say, go be with your family.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, go ahead. You can do it. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Well, No, that's not the case. People was telling me get that pay.
Because you're older now, get you that know pay, that double time Thanksgiving and a half. Is just another day. Thanksgiving especially is not like a real holiday. I mean, really, what are we really celebrating other than the fact that the Columbus came over and tricked the Indians and gave them smallpox and took all their land?
No, we're celebrating being with family. That's how I see it. I mean, I hate people who have to ruin a holiday. Like, I mean, I understand.
Tell that to the Indians who live on reservations. That's is it right. their holiday?
Actually, you know what? I'm being just like a white person.
Yeah,
like
you are.
I'm just.
I'm like, you're not going to acknowledge.
Don't take down the statue. Don't get rid of Thanksgiving.
Just like Columbus Day, how they called it Indigenous People Day, because literally he just came over, rediscovered land that already had people living on it, took it, and gave them really crappy desert land. And dang now, it. Even like the oil pipeline thing is happening now, too, where they won it, and now the Dakota pipeline, they've overturned it now that Trump's president, and they may take all their land and pollute their water and stuff.
Oh my God, that's so it's interesting. Crazy. You should tell that story at parties. Anyway, so we're going to get it turned over. I'm just saying, I didn't even comprehend. No, but anyway.
Of course you don't.
My mom, anyway, my mom made the final decision, and it's non-negotiable. I have to be there. I will have to, I will not be accepting the holiday
pay. She always wins. She's great.
But for Christmas, you won't see me. Maybe. I don't have any money anyway.
You are lying. Anyway, you're going to be there for Christmas too.
Anyway, it's time for us to talk some shit. Ooh, you ready?
Ooh, okay. I told you he cursed.
Oh, okay. Just one. It's a part of the segment. It's not really a curse word if it's in the show.
It's definitely.
Anyway, this is the part where me and Lauren get to just say whatever we want. It's on our mind. Just we pick one little thing and we're going to let you have it.
Throw the shade.
Okay, so this week we talking shit about college, okay? I know we all
the
tried it.
The best 4 years of your life.
Or eight.
Or, depending on what you
or
did,
three,
six,
two, you know, 6 months.
Whatever
anyway,
you can afford.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I wanted to bring this topic of college up because I was just looking at my bank account and realizing that every month I have to pay these stupid student loans that have not helped me in my life whatsoever. I mean, oh, they helped me get gain debt and understand and appreciate when I was living with my parents and had none. But at the same time, like I spend $200 a month and just on just one student loan. Oh. On just one. Now a lot are in deferment. Okay.
You know what? Look, that is like most of the world right now. Okay. They sell you this dream of college, like it's going to be this great experience. Uh-huh. And all you're going to do is go there and discover yourself and figure out what your major is and blah, 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 blah. They don't tell you about 6 months after you leave, you got to start paying on your student loans, $400 a month per loan. You got four for every year you were in school, honey.
They also don't tell you that it doesn't matter what type of degree you get. You're not going to be able to use it if you have no experience. But how are you going to get experience?
No one wants to hire you if you only have college experience because college doesn't count.
And I thought that I had the upper hand. I thought that I was nice and young and I could kick these old people out their jobs. No.
No, not even a little bit. Just feel like I was just, no one warned me. They were like, just get a bachelor's degree and you'll be fine. Though Citibank didn't let me finish because Citibank just sucks. And even though they gave me three loans, didn't approve me for my senior year, which makes no sense.
Excuse me.
But it's okay.
The worst of the worst of the woe is that thought Sally Mae, okay?
Oh,
you know what
like,
I'm saying?
Who?
I'm just saying. Her name is Sally Mae, sounds like a girl name, so she a thought.
She messed
you know what
up,
I'm saying?
She messed up the game for everybody. Okay?
She messed it up so bad. I think they even changed their name. They're not even Sally Mae no more. They done messed up everybody so much.
They gotta go into hiding.
Okay.
Because everybody's looking out for that. It's on site when we see
on
her.
On site, let's go.
On site, she's down. But
isn't that supposed to be like a blackout tomorrow on November
4th? Look. Okay.
Sally Mae needs to be part of that blackout, don't
they?
There's
no blackout. Okay. There's nothing? No blackout. It's just a conspiracy theory. Y'all social media nuts need to calm it down, okay?
Oh, well,
bring
got
it down. It literally is just an exercise that's only going to affect that department. It's a training exercise. Every year since 2013, they've done this exercise. And no one...
The exercise?
It's like an exercise that like cuts down all communications so they can see if like worst case scenario, if they didn't have any radio communications or any of their like high-tech stuff, what they would do in the
protocols. Oh, so it's like Naked and Afraid. Like you just go out there with nothing and then you make a life for 30 days. Anyway, we're talking about college because that's what I feel like.
Sorry. Yes,
I feel like
college,
I'm out there for 30 days anyway.
Though I did like the parties. That was great and the friends. But everything else,
I did get to experience life. Got to be without my parents telling me, hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you just coming in for?
Feeling like an adult when you're really not one and you think that like, oh, when I'm in college, I can just handle it when I go on your own. It's not like that. They don't tell you that though.
I know. And
it's nothing like that. It's nothing like living in a dorm.
And then I just, and then for some reason, like before, we had to get up for school at like 6 a.m. We had to start at like 7.
8 o'clock classes were the hardest.
But when we had 8 a.m. classes in college, it was like,
what? Oh my gosh. I could not
get up for 8 a.m.
I had to have one 8 o'clock class for like one of my like just extra, like extra writing classes or something. That was and then the fact that
you
didn't
have to be there, even though you were paying for it.
You didn't have to go if you didn't want to go. You could just sit in your, go to class in your pajamas.
My motto in college was C's and D's get degrees. So I do not. My Lord. It was. And I graduated without honors, and I don't mind.
Well, but that's still a degree, ain't it, though?
It is. At least I graduated. At least, I mean, the debt was worth it, I guess.
My debt wasn't worth it. I have no degree to speak of, but I'm making money now. Thank you.
Making more
hard
than
work
me.
Pays off somewhat.
That's, you know what? And good for everybody that is doing college. I mean, if you don't have another step in life, I mean, at least do that. That'll be something. If you don't really want to know what you do. But at the same time, I still hated college. I feel like I could have went further without it. Or maybe if it was less expensive.
I have less debt. And I literally have this almost to make the same amount of money to have way less debt.
I'll give it back. Give me a refund. Anyway, yeah. We got to go, y'all. This is all our 30 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lauren, where can we find you? We need your social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren_G.
Perfect. That's so easy.
I know.
That's so perfect.
Find me.
Mine's easier. It's Truth or Darion. TRUTH.
Is Darion another language?
I'm just saying it's the name of the podcast.
I guess it's so hard to pronounce. So
anyway, we post new shows every Friday, y'all. Come check us out. BlogTalkRadio.com, Truth or Darion Show. Anyway, we'll see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.